Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Huh?
Hello?
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 Yes, I thanks for getting connected our EBS router.
Sorry, I've got the sense of the phone, and I said that there's been a payment to eBay for $299. I don't want it.
So if you want to cancel?
Yeah, mate, yes.
Okay, so I will write you how to cancel this purchase order.
Yeah, who was it to?
Sorry?
Who was the order for?
iTunes gift card, sir. You place this order, our site, iTunes gift card.
The site, iTunes gift card. Now, we'll just cancel it. If the wife's done it, I'll buy another one, so.
Okay. So, sir, I will
cancel the repeat.
Listen. Without your authorization, I'm not doing that, okay? I will just guide you how to cancel, and you just properly cancel, because your number is activated this time, okay? So you're using mobile phone, right?
Yeah. What do I do?
Mobile phone, I will tell it to you. Your mobile phone is Android mobile phone and Apple iPhone.
And Android.
Okay. So, sir, I will provide that our eBay cancellation code through online, and this code is generate that your cancellation order, okay? So you just put on your loudspeaker.
I'll put on my loudspeaker, yeah.
And after that, put on your loudspeaker, you open it, Play Store.
I'm on loudspeaker.
Okay, and you open it, Play Store.
Okay.
You open it, Play Store. You open Play Store right now?
My Play Store? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to find my brain still. So hang on, bear with me.
Oh, take it time. I will hold the line for you. Take it time. And I will guide you properly. If you anything problem,
okay, I'm opening up the place still now.
So, if you open it that?
Yep.
And after that open, Play Store, you just, what can you see? You just confirm that?
Sorry?
What can you see after that open Play Store?
I've just got a heap of
ads on and a search
button up the top.
Yes. So, can you see that top of the page? Can you see that search bar?
Yeah.
So, just you click the search bar?
Yep.
And you just type over there your search bar, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Sorry, that's eBay, E-B-A-Y,
yep. eBay. You type EB for either.
Can you slow down a little bit, please? So we've got one E. We've got E.
Yes.
Yep. One E. Yep.
And after that, B for ball.
B, yes.
Yes. And after that, A as Australia.
A, yes.
And after that, Y was Yankee. That's right. That's correct. And after that,
yep.
Given space. And after that, given space.
Sorry?
Given space.
Given space, yes.
Yes. And after that given space, you type A is the alpha, letter A.
A, yep.
And after that N as a Nancy, letter N.
So I've got letter A, and then what was it?
N as a Nancy.
I can't understand you, sorry. A?
You type A, and after that N as a Nancy.
Hello? Yeah, hello.
I was telling you that after that A, N as a net, N as a Nancy, N as a noise, N. N. Okay?
N. A is the name, is it? N.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
And after that,
N, Y. Y is a Yankee.
And so that's N for Nelly?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
N, and then Y? Yes?
Yes. And after that, D, yep. D as a Delta.
Sorry?
D as a dog.
D for dog, yep.
Yes. And after that, E as a eagle.
E, yes.
And after that, S as a sugar.
Sorry?
S as a sweet. S as a sugar.
Yes. Yep.
And after that, K as a kilo.
K, right. Yep.
Yes. And after that, search.
Search is the search button.
Yes. Oh. And after that search, what can you see?
Right, it's showing results for eBay any desk.
Yes, can you see that any desk?
Yep, yep.
Just click that.
Click on the any desk.
Yes. And after that,
yep.
Click, can you see that install option? Green color, checkbox for that install.
Now, come up, sorry, with this device, it doesn't come up with install.
Yeah, so just click that install. Just click that install.
No, I haven't got an install button on it.
But, sir, I will provide that our code for a cancellation. And this is for that cancellation of. So after that process is ordered for this user, for all customer, okay?
I'm still looking for the first part. Okay, any desk install, okay?
Yes, just install that.
I'm installing it now, yes?
Yes, and after that installation, our server is provide your cancellation ID number, okay? So your installation is running? Hello?
No, I'm looking.
Okay, how much percent is this going on?
Sorry?
Okay, and you just confirm that is your number, your phone number, 4479-4838. This is your number.
I can't do it. It just can't come up the top. It looks like it's installed. It. So I can't see anything. It says this device rating to get it.
Okay. So your I will tell it to you because that the main thing is someone else has misused that. So that's the reason. So you just confirm that your installation is properly done.
I don't know.
You just check that.
It's not telling me anything. It's just giving me this device. Running up the top, doesn't say it's installed.
And how much percentage is downloaded?
Sorry?
How much percentage?
It doesn't say.
Yes, and what can you see exactly? Just to confirm that.
It doesn't say. All I can see up the top is eBay, AENYDESK. Any desk?
Yeah. Yes, and you just click give it.
Right, remember that is this device rating, editor's choice, premium.
Yes, and you just click, you listen to me first of all. You click install option, right?
I did click the install option, but it's not doing anything.
You're not doing anything.
No.
You click install option, right?
I did. No, that was for the other one. It's just there's nothing here. I'm not understanding.
Okay, just hold the line for a few seconds. Just hold the line. Because I will transfer this call to our senior. Okay, just hold the line for a few seconds. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Sue. My name is Harry, and I've been a supervisor over years. So, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I've just having trouble getting through this eBay handy desk. I've got a notification to say that eBay are billing me $299 for something that's going to be a recurring bill. I haven't purchased anything.
Okay, extremely sorry for that, sir. Sir, I will explain your age and everything, all right? Sir, I can see on my database someone purchased the gift cards under your name and under your details from eBay. So that's why you got a voice message from our end from anti-fraud department of eBay, all right? Some illegal transaction, it is a verification call, all right? So, and the Anydex application is security firewall behalf of the hacker created by anti-fraud department of eBay, okay?
I don't understand you, sorry.
Oh, sorry for that, sir. Can you hear me, sir, properly?
Yeah, I can hear you, okay.
All right. Sir, you got voice message from our end, like your account got charged $299 for the iTunes gift card. That is, someone purchased that. So that's why you got the voice message from eBay anti-fraud department. Okay?
Yes.
It's a verification call. And the AnyDesk application, it's security firewall behalf of the hacker and the created by anti-fraud department of eBay. That is the official application, all right? So, I believe you got like an install option.
Yeah, this is why I'm getting lost. As the option is, so you picked up security that someone defrauded and bought something on eBay under my name.
Yes, someone purchased that, right? So I will send that, all right? And in case any money debited from your account, then I can refund you that, all right? If, like, you can lose any money, then I can refund you. Because you're not giving any authorized transaction. And $300 is not a small amount. It's a very huge amount, all right?
Yeah.
So, first of all, tell me, what can you see on your mobile screen right now?
All right.
You got
what, it. The voice message also said that it was a recurring amount, so that they were going to bill it again next month or something. So I don't want that either.
Okay. So tell me, what can you see on your mobile screen? You got any install option?
On the Play Store?
Yes, on the Play Store. Open up your Play Store.
Yes, it's open, yeah.
All right. And type on the search panel, AnyDesk. AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
AnyDesk, yes.
Right. Then click on search. Then what you got?
Yes, I've got AnyDesk remote, AnyDesk software. I've installed it,
All right. Install it, right? So you got like an open option?
Open, yep.
Yes, click on open.
Yes, privacy, we at AnyDesk care about your privacy.
Allow. Okay.
Click on open. Okay, it's coming through. All right, and that's the license activation. Agree.
Click on agree.
Yep. And, okay.
You got like a, yes. And you got like any... You got anything like comes up on your like tutorials? So follow the blue circle, right?
You're too far in front of me now. I've got another plugin available. I'll just get
Okay. Click on OK.
Okay, yep.
Now I'm back to install. Yes, click on install.
Okay, that's installed. We're looking at it.
All right, and come back to your previous application.
What application?
Like an index application. Go back to your AnyDesk.
Right. No, it's gone. I've lost.
All right. What you got? Okay, click on back, sir, or look at your screen on the top. You can see any magnifying glass on the top?
Yes.
Yes, click on that. And type it over there, AnyDesk, right.
All right, open it, AnyDesk?
Yes.
Open it?
Yes, exactly. Click on open.
Right, so to enable control, this device remotely plug in.
Yes. So you can see like an eyeball.
It's a cow or cattle.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Then what you got?
Now I've got accessibility recommended to you.
Yes, click on that, accessibility.
Click on what?
Accessibility.
Accessibility?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's a heading that I've got there.
Okay, you got any option, like install?
Yeah, so it's recommended to me. Talkback, visibility enhancement, hearing enhancement, interaction and direct clarity, advanced settings, install app.
Install apps, right. Install apps.
Install app, yep.
Yes. And you can see like Anydesk 81 service.
Yes.
Make it on. Make it on. Click on and click on and make it on. Click on the 81 service and
Allow,
yes.
Okay, go.
Yes, and come back to your Anydesk application. Come back that.
So Anydesk application.
Yeah.
Open it.
Contact number. Right. Open.
It's just giving me battery optimization.
Yes. Click on the checkbox and click on OK. Like a don't show again and click on OK. Then I got a number.
No.
Yes, follow the circle, sir. Follow the circle, like a white circle, blinking, follow that. Touch your screen.
Connection status, right?
Yes, you got a number?
No.
Okay, what can you see right now?
There's a number there. Yes, I've got a number there now,
Yes. Please confirm the number, slowly.
Can you? 674.
674.
Yes, 508.
Uh-huh.
508 and 808.
All right. Can you repeat the numbers, sir, once again?
Yes. 674.
Mm-hmm.
508.
Uh-huh.
808.
It's 808. All right. And below that number, right, below that number, you can see any, like, set password written over there. Click on the set password.
This is your address. You can use this address
below
to connect
to below the number. Below the number. Below the number. Anything written, like a set password?
No, nothing.
No, you can see that. Just find out. Like a small written over there, set password, below the number.
There's no password below the number.
Sorry?
Hang on. It says set a password.
Yes, exactly. Click on that.
Set a password?
Yes. And scroll down a little bit. Yes, scroll down a little bit. Then you get to see like permission profile.
Permission, yes.
Permission profiles. Scroll down a little bit.
Permission?
Permission profiles.
Permission profile.
Profiles, profile.
Permission profile, yes.
Yes, click on that.
Yep.
And click on the fourth option, like unattended access.
Unattended access?
Yes.
Yes. Done.
Right. And you can see like enable unattended access. Any checkbox?
Enable unattended access, yes.
Yes. Click on that, the checkbox.
Yep. Set a password.
Yes. I'm giving you the password, all right? And the password is all should be lowercase, all right?
Yep.
And don't need to use any space between the password. All right?
Right.
Like E as in Echo.
Yep.
Then B as in Bobby.
Yep.
A as in Apple.
Yep.
Then Y as in Yellow.
Yes.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so I've got the eBay, basically.
eBay. And I don't even use it, please. eBay,
no,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes?
Yes, then click on OK.
Okay, I'll put it on top that evening.
Have you done that?
I just doing it now, mate. I just press the OK button now.
All right.
I've done that, yes.
Yes, I'm sending you the request on your screen, all right? So give me 1 second, sir.
Yep.
You got like any start now option? Click on start now.
Yeah, I got start recording or casting.
Yes, start now. Click on start now.
Yep.
And you can
not scanning me here, are you?
Sorry?
You're not scanning me here, I hope, are you?
I understand your concern. All right. You got any close option? Click on close.
Any close option?
Right.
Profile enabled.
Yeah, click on close. On the right hand side bottom. You can see the next close option. Click on close.
Yep, I'll close that. Yes, there's another box to say close.
Yes, close.
Yes.
And you can see any pointing arrow on the left hand side. Click on the pointing arrow. Look beside
the back.
Yes.
Yep. Yep, done that.
Then what do you got on your screen?
I've got any desk up the top in red. Connection established, eBay secure server.
All
then
right.
Then they've got a number of
that desk. That means you are successfully connected from eBay secure server. All right. So what I'm doing right now, sir, I'll like stop the payment, right? And I can refund the money. So first of all, tell me that, sir. Like, did you share your any personal information with any other one, like your family member or your friends, anything like that?
Do I know?
All right. So did you remember, sir, like when did you last use your bank card, like a few days ago, a few months ago, in like a shopping mall, supermarket, or inside of like internet stuff?
This morning.
All right. This morning. Any like internet stuff or like offline? Like a shopping mall.
Yeah, it was a coffee shop with a netball.
Coffee shop, all right. Understand, sir. But you know, sir.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't use mine. No, I didn't use mine this morning. Yesterday would have been the last time I used it.
Yesterday. Okay, yesterday. Okay, okay. Right. Sir, the thing is that, like, whenever, sir, you can use a card in, like, a shopping mall, supermarket, grocery shop, and that for the time, sir, you can swipe the card, the swipe machine, right? And that for the time, someone gets your card number. And you know, sir, your all details is also printing on the card, right? And your card is also connected with your bank, and your all details also connected with that. So that's why someone gets your details, all right?
Yep.
So that's why, sir. So do one thing, sir. Once again,
it's a new card. I only replaced it last month because someone got into my card.
Sorry?
Someone got into my card. A couple months ago, it's a brand new card.
Yes. Someone's, I understand, sir. Like, whenever you can use a card at that point of time. All right. So don't need to worry, sir. At first, sir, we have to stop the payments, right? So tell me, do you have any, like, internet stuff, like any shopping account, like eBay, Amazon, Wish?
Yeah, I've got PayPal.
You got a PayPal. All right. Do you have any Amazon or, like, a eBay account or, like, any Wish account? Do you have anything? Do you do any online shopping?
No, I do online shopping with eBay, but I put everything through PayPal.
Okay, okay. So you need to log in your eBay, right? At first, we have to, like, stop that payment, right? We have to, like, block the order. So you need to log in your eBay account at first.
I need to what? Log into eBay?
Yes, log into eBay account.
Oh, I don't even know what that is now. I'm extending my email. What it is my account.
Okay. You can see like any like order settings or payments, any option you got?
Yeah, I got it. I've got payment there.
Yes, click on that.
Welcome. This is where you can add delete payment options as you have by some
eBay. Yes.
Payment options.
Okay.
That's what they're paying me. Now, PayPal I've got there.
Delete it.
That's deleted?
Yes, right there. It's
asking me now to add a credit or debit card.
All right. Come back to normal screen. Close that and come back to normal screen. So apart from this eBay account, do you have any other shopping account like Amazon, Wish?
Not to my knowledge. I haven't got anything.
Okay. So come back to normal screen, sir. All right. So
which is my normal screen?
Yes, come back to normal screen. Go to your home screen. And apart from this mobile phone, do you have any like a computer, a laptop? Do you have anything?
Yeah, we have a laptop and my wife's got a mobile phone as well.
You got a laptop, right? So can you go ahead and turn on the laptop, sir?
No, the laptop's offline most of the time.
All right. Okay, do one thing, sir. At first, I'm sending you the money, all right, the fund, the $299, all right?
Yeah.
So first of all, tell me, do you do any online banking?
Online banking?
Mm-hmm, on this device?
No, not really.
Sorry?
No, I don't really.
Okay.
I don't. My wife would on hers, but that's different phone.
Okay. So because why I'm asking you, sir, because I'm sending you the money, right? And you can look. Okay, I can send you the cancellation request, all right? Cancellation request, and you need to check on your bank statement, all right? So I believe you have any, like, Commonwealth Bank?
Commonwealth Bank card. I guess that's what it's paid. Is this defrauded my bank card or my MasterCard?
No, sir. I'm telling you, sir, I'm sending with a cancellation request in your account, all right? And you need to check it out by your end, right? Because it's a $299, it's an illegal transaction, so that's why I'm sending with a cancellation request, all right? So do one thing, sir, you need to log in your Commonwealth Bank, right? And you got like a notification and let me know, right? Then I can tell you what I have to do, okay?
Do you want me to log into that now? I don't know because I don't do it.
Yes. Sorry?
I can't log into it now, no.
Okay. So I understand. So give me 1 second, sir. Okay. Could you tell me, sir, do you have any account under your name?
No.
Banking account?
No.
You haven't got that? You haven't got that?
No.
Okay, do one thing, sir. Just try to log in your Commonwealth Bank, all right?
I can't.
From your mobile. Sorry?
I don't do it, mate. My wife does all that, so I don't know how to do it.
Okay. So apart from this bank, do you have any other bank, sir?
Yes. I've got two MasterCards.
To MasterCard. Okay, which bank, sir? Like St. George, Bendigo, ANZ?
Bendigo and Commonwealth.
Bendigo and Commonwealth. Bendigo, it's your bank?
Yes.
Yes. So do you do any online banking on your Bendigo bank?
I don't. My wife does.
Okay, you don't? Your wife does. All right. Okay, give me 1 second, sir. I'm talking with my front department, all right? Give me 1 second. Okay, so what I'm doing right now, sir, I would like to transfer the call, all right, in my town department. Okay?
That's
so
okay.
Give me a second.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Thank you for being on hold. This is Ron Davis. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. I'm the technician who is representative from the billing department from the accounts team. So how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. If you can give me this time, $300 back, $199 I didn't spend on eBay.
That's why we are just investigating onto those things, all right? The thing is that as we have just found that there will be some of the unusual charges have been made through eBay, and one more platform we have just found, it is from the PayPal, okay? There will be the charges for $199.99 either from the eBay and the PayPal. So that's why we have just put those amount on hold and try to investigate what is happening, from which platform those people have tried to purchase it, and from which location your information has been misused. So as my previous colleague whom you were speaking before, he just informed me on the recorded line that your wife deals with two banks, right? From the Combank and from the Bendigo, correct?
Well, yeah, she does all the online banking. I don't do it.
Okay. And she just do it from her mobile phone or from your mobile phone?
From her mobile phone, sir. And look, I'm very, very reluctant to give out any more information because eBay never ring me about anything. Everything goes through PayPal.
I understand.
I'm not giving you all the information for you to get into my account.
We are not asking you any of your details, sir. You need to understand that. We just want to verify those things, because if we are going to lose, or if we are going to just release those payments, who is going to lose it? You, your family members are going to lose it, correct? So that is the thing. We don't want that any wrong things has been happened, and that's why we want to just simply talk to your wife. Can you just tell me at what time I'll just get in touch with her?
You're better off bringing me at home tonight.
Tonight? Okay. And what about tomorrow morning?
No, she's at work. Oh, no, tomorrow morning would be okay.
At what time tomorrow morning?
Can you tell me what I'm expecting to get billed? $499 from PayPal? They normally let me know.
Because the thing is that there will be the suspicious charge has been made. The previous guy who you were speaking before, he was from the eBay, and I'm from the billing department and from the anti-fraud department, okay? We have put the red flag onto those two payments, onto those two charges, which has been made by those people.
Right.
So that's why this is the verification we need to do, because you need to understand, without talking to you or talking to your wife, how we will get the confirmation about the payments that has been made. So we are not allowed to release that payment. That's why we need to talk to your wife regarding those things. Yeah, correct.
She tells me she purchased.
I understand, but we need to just verify the things, because her details have been getting misused in the various platforms, and that is the reason. So just tell me one thing. When should I get in touch with her? Tomorrow at what time?
I don't know. You could probably in here at 4:30 this afternoon.
4:30 this afternoon, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll call you at 4:30, all right?
Thank you. So what's your name? Two items, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
I've only got two outstanding items, like two red flags. Is that all I've got?
Yes, we have put those two red flags onto both of the accounts and both of the charges. Okay.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, the message that I got earlier said that I've got $299 to eBay, And that was a recurring amount.
$199.99 from the PayPal.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. And $299
from eBay. From eBay, yes, correct.
Yeah. eBay one, they told me on the message that that was a recurring. Yeah. That was going to come out again.
Yeah, because the thing is that we don't want that anything will be compromised. So once we cancel the thing, you are going to receive the email from the PayPal and from the eBay either. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what I'm saying is that eBay wants to set up with a recurring account. So when, if you did pay them the $299, they're going to bill me again.
Correct.
Or whatever.
But how?
Yeah.
Yeah. But how
is so it? I need the whole lot of cancel. Yeah, yes, I need the whole purchase canceled. Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's why I need to talk to her at 4:30 in the evening so that I'll just help you to just cancel all the things, okay?
Right. What's that? Sorry, what did you say? Hello? That's fucking fast.